There are certain conditions in which God's people must follow in order to receive His blessings. They are to humble themselves, pray, seek His face, and then turn from their wicked ways. When King Solomon had just finished building God's temple in Jerusalem, he went and offered a prayer of dedication. He prayed that he would be able to lead his people the way that God wanted him to lead them. And after that prayer, God's glory suddenly filled the temple. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Solomon prayed to God on behalf of the people of Israel. He prayed and asked him that when they all turn to him and repent, if he would have mercy upon them and forgive them of their sins. Solomon noted that all would have sinned and that there was no one who could say that they haven't. Solomon, being the wise leader that he was, prayed not only for himself, but for the covering of all the people, even those who were foreigners in their land. He asked God to remember the promise that he had made to David that one of his very own would sit on the throne of Israel. Solomon interceded for all the people in the land. Now, this verse is not addressed to those secular individuals who are not involved in religious matters. It's not for those who are carnal, fleshly, or worldly. This scripture is addressed to those who are called by his name, those who have accepted the gift of salvation through their faith in Jesus Christ. And it is God's people who are supposed to pray for their nations. All across the world right now, there are wars and rumors of wars. There is unrest and tension. And at any moment's notice, a shot in anger can be let loose. In the Korean Peninsula, there has been nervous tension as the region has been divided for over 70 years. Two distinct sovereign states, North and South Korea, has been divided since 1948. In the Middle East, where the temperatures in the summer can quickly rise to 100 degrees without notice, and then so can the fighting as well. And right here in the United States, our own country, there's division between groups of people as one fights for a superior place over the other. We have to ask ourselves, when, O Lord, will it end? When, Lord, will there be peace in the lands again? When will neighbors turn to each other in love and not hate? But God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will hear their land. And this is a promise from God that he will hear from heaven, forgive sins, and heal lands. This was the Lord's response to Solomon that if his people who were disobedient to his commands, those who as a country that were going about doing their own thing, the one that has divisions within his ranks from the top down, if that nation turned to me in prayer and fasting, then I will hear and start the healing process. Those who do not believe would not normally turn to God when trouble arises, because they think they can fix things themselves. But those who are called the children of God, when disasters hit their nations, whether it is caused by an act of terrorism or through nature, they know what to do and who to call upon. In Jeremiah 18:8, there's a warning from God that says, if that nation that I have warned repents and turns from its evil, then I will not destroy it as I had planned. In the book of Jonah, we see the grace of God because of the 40-day window he gave Nineveh to repent of all the evil doings in that city. He sent a message by Jonah of doom that if they did not turn from their wicked ways back to him, he would destroy them. Now, this is a lesson that he is a God not of second, third, and fourth, but many, many chances. And the people of Nineveh were people who were very wicked and violent, and they had some cold-hearted killers among them. But our God is a God of grace and mercy. You see, grace is receiving from God something that you do not deserve, and mercy is him not giving you what you deserve. If my people who are called by my name, if they would only turn away and humble themselves before me, because I am a God of grace and mercy, if they were to turn to me, seek my face, seeking forgiveness, I will remove the plague that's upon them. Now think about this for a moment. What's keeping us as a country from turning away from the evil that's within it and back to God? What's stopping us as a people to turn in true love towards our neighbors? We must remember that we're all strangers here in this foreign land, just passing on by. God's people are supposed to pray for their nation and its leaders. His people are the church that make it up through different ethnic backgrounds and culture. His people are a body of believers who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When we all figure this out and come together as one and humbly submit and surrender to His will, then will He hear our prayers and petition from heaven and begin the process of making us all brand new once again. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and in truth. One love, 5 minutes.